Science, oversimplified. There are introverts and extroverts. Introverts can be dynamic public speakers. They can dance and sing and electrify a crowd. They can write powerful prose and poetry. Introverts can be great one-on-one and great with large groups. Extroverts can be dynamic public speakers. They can dance and sing and electrify a crowd. They can write powerful prose and poetry. Extroverts can be great one-on-one and great with large groups. A big difference between introverts and extroverts is what energizes them. Oversimplified, introverts are energized by solitude. Extroverts are energized by the crowd. Staying physically distant from one another during the pandemic has been difficult for extroverts as they've not had that rush of crowd energy. Introverts, on the other hand, have not had to extend the energy necessary to endure a crowd. And I know it's not that simple. And both introverts and extroverts have been able to find solitude during the pandemic, and introverts and extroverts have missed gathering with others. Because there are times where an introvert can be energized by a crowd. And there are times when an extrovert can be energized by the solitude. Personality and psychology are not easy to figure out. Folks don't tend to fit into exact personality descriptions. People are not that simple. The descriptions of Jesus in the New Testament show someone who was great with a crowd. They show someone who was great with small groups and one-on-one. They show someone who could very well have been energized by a crowd. They definitely show someone who needed time away in solitude and in prayer. Sometimes the crowd can just suck all of the energy out of you. Today's reading, Jesus was tired. He'd been talking and healing. People were following him everywhere. I can imagine that the pace and the crowds were sucking all of the energy out of him. Instead of being energized by the crowd and all the hoopla, Jesus needed to recharge, get away from it all. So he disappeared. He went away from it all to a deserted place. He probably breathed in deep and took in the blessed solitude as he prayed. And the disciples didn't get it. They hunted for him. They had a schedule to keep. They had people to please. When they found him, they even scolded him. Everyone is searching for you. I can imagine the words were spoken not with care and concern, but rather with, I'm tearing my hair out and you're not helping anything emotions. I think others in Jesus' situation might have said, so let everyone wait. I need a break. Just leave me alone for a little while. I'll find you when I'm ready for everyone. And I think Jesus probably wanted to say something like that, or perhaps something a little stronger. Instead, I imagine he took that deep breath. And then he said, let's go. Let's go to some of the smaller places. I think those folks need to see and hear all this too. I think Jesus found a little more time to rejuvenate by traveling to the smaller places where folks hadn't yet heard as much of him. Good for him. Are there times, places, and life situations where your energy is just depleted? You need to get away from it all. Take a deep breath and experience the rejuvenating solitude. During the pandemic, how zoomed out are you? What is sucking all the energy out of you? And what do you think about those words from Jesus, said right after he was scolded by his disciples for getting away from it all to rejuvenate? Here's how this morning's reading put the words I just paraphrased. Let us go to the neighboring town so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do. It is necessary for every person to get away from it all. Take a deep breath and experience the rejuvenating solitude. I find that some of the most rejuvenating solitude comes along with me and a guitar. For you, it likely looks different. Whatever it is, it's good to get away from it all and just be. And it's also necessary to go and do. Even in, and maybe especially as we continue in pandemic times, let's use our creativity to continue to do. Do what? In response to God's love in Jesus Christ, we seek a right relationship with God and other people through service in a caring community of fellowship, acceptance, and inspiration. Let's keep continually seeking God's vision. Let's do good. Let's be a caring community of Christ. Let's be a people of prayer and action. Let's be a beacon of hope, justice, and peace. And let's remember to pay attention, especially to those who always seem to be forgotten, rejected, and exploited. Let's be the church and work so that no one is deserted. Amen.